Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's been a nightmare for millions of Americans trying to travel this past week. Southwest Airlines says they're back to normal today, but are passengers buying it? At BWI Airport in Baltimore.
I think it looks good. My flight should be on time, knock on wood.
Still, that man who's going to San Diego has a backup plan, just in case.
I did book an alternate flight for tomorrow.
He's not the only one here prepared for the worst and hoping for the best. This passenger is headed to Miami for a cruise.
I have two backup flights later today on American.
Very nice.
Yes.
You booked backup flights.
I did.
That's smart.
I have to get on the cruise tomorrow, so I can't be stranded here.
Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Baltimore, Maryland.
President Biden is on vacation in St. Croix, but while there, he just put his signature on a massive $1.7 trillion spending bill to keep the government up and running through September. It includes money for domestic and military programs and a big chunk of change in aid for Ukraine. We may get a peek at Donald Trump's tax returns today. CBS's Dan Lieberman.
The committee spent years fighting in the courts for the documents. In November, the Supreme Court ruled Congress has a right to the taxes as part of its oversight role.
Travelers from China need to get COVID tested before their flight. And CBS's Kemi McCormick says there's more.
The CDC may be considering sampling wastewater from international aircraft. It says it's exploring all options to help slow the introduction of COVID variants. And tells CBS News previous wastewater surveillance has shown to be valuable. That could offer a better solution than mandatory testing of travelers. China lifted travel restrictions starting next month, but cases are surging there. And reliable data from China is scarce.
A Southern California sheriff's deputy was shot and killed yesterday during a traffic stop. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man who opened fire on 32-year-old Isaiah Cordero had a violent criminal history.
Instead of sentencing him to 25 years to life, which should have happened, the judge lowered his bail, allowing him to be released.
3 days of mourning have begun in Brazil for soccer legend Pelé. BBC correspondent Simon Jones.
Fans have been gathering outside the stadium in Sao Paulo that became synonymous with Pelé. And at the hospital where he died, for some, it's proving too much to bear.
Pelé was part of our life. Seems like we're losing a family member. Who didn't dream of being Pelé?
The soccer icon won a record 3 World Cups and is regarded as one of the sport's greatest players. He died yesterday at the age of 82. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Hi, I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. For your home and in the field, there is a Henry that is right for you. We have over 200 Henry rifles and shotguns to choose from in a variety of calibers and finishes, all backed by our lifetime guarantee and my personal guarantee for your 100% satisfaction. You have my word that Henry Repeating Arms are made in America. Always will be, or they won't be made at all. I invite you to visit henryusa.com to order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
We're so grateful that you're here to celebrate the holidays with us and share in our good cheer. Thank you for listening, and may our hopeful wishes warm you throughout the new year. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air, and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcast at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 12. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 33. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Well, I ain't doing all right.
How come?
Because people are so damn selfish, right?
Well, yeah,
so I'm on my way, you know, in town in 94 westbound is shut down from the Brewer Stadium all the way to 84th because I guess some guy shot at somebody so early this morning that shut down. There's a problem on 41 and Burleigh that's pushing all that traffic. It's shut down there. They're taking them off the road, and it's pushing all that traffic to 94 West. And it's a snail's pace. And, you know, and I'm glad I left early. And, man, it's just feeding in all this traffic, and you think you're in New York, right? It's a parking lot. And here you have people just... Where they going, man? I mean, there's nowhere to go. You know, you've got to understand that this is an unusual situation. And you're no more important where you have to go than anybody else. But yet you've got people just forcing their way in like they're bumper cars, right? Hey, get out of the way. I'm coming. Okay, so... You're feeding in all this other traffic on the road, and you've got to let that traffic in. So, you know, what's wrong with letting one car draft in? You know, when you're in that lane, let the one car draft in. Every other time you move, let one car draft in. They've got to come in. But no, you've got foolhardy, you know, people who just think that, hey, I've got to get to where I'm going to hell with the rest of you. All of us could think like that. And, you know, that's kind of the reason probably that shut down, because some fool whose mentality is me, I, I'm so important, I got to get to where I'm going, pulls out a gun and shoots at somebody on a highway, and that shuts down the whole highway for everybody else. Man, that's people terrible. Are just too damn selfish today. I mean, I'm from a different time when people weren't that selfish, man. You know, and I'm just, you know, I know I'm not the only person from my generation who remembers a time when people weren't as selfish as they are today. You know, you're not that important. You know, you're not the only person who has to get somewhere on time. There's nowhere for you to go. You know, all of us have to bear the burden when things don't go according to plan. And as adults, that's what should separate us from people who aren't adults. But we live in a society that doesn't matter, and that is getting progressively worse, and it doesn't bode well for this society. And it especially doesn't bode well when people are armed, right? Because you know if somebody shot, they fired some shots on the expressway, it's because the way somebody else was driving. And so instead of dealing with it, they pull out their gun and they fire their gun, and then everybody is inconvenienced. But that's the world we live in today. And I don't care who you think you are. You're not that important. And I don't care. I mean, I knew I had to get to the radio station. And there was a point in time when I thought, hey, man, I might not make it on time because this traffic is so backed up. I mean, I left an hour early. I always leave early enough in case there is some issue. And it's a good thing that I left a little bit earlier today because there were major issues out on the highways. But, man, I didn't panic. And, you know, the thing was, hey, if I couldn't have gotten here on time, I would just, you know, give Luke or Connor a call and say, listen, man, I'm you know, some stuff going on the expressway. I can't get here. You know, play the best of, do something. But the answer certainly wasn't, hey, man, I got to get to the radio station to make sure, you know, we get this on time because, you know, I'm that important. No, I'm not. And neither are you. But, man, people are just, and I don't know, Connor, if, you know, I always refer to you, you're this young guy, and you couldn't have remembered that because you weren't around at the time when people kind of showed some compassion for one another. But that's long since been gone. And so I don't know, Connor, if we'll ever go back to a time that you and your generation might not ever have known about, where people showed some compassion for one another. And it was a better world at that time. It's certainly gotten progressively worse because people think that they're that important. You're not. Connor, do you know anybody who thinks that what's happening with them is more important than anybody else? No, you don't know that. Young people don't that, right?
No, I do. I mean,
yeah, man, you're not that important, man.
I do. I know people like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who you are. You are just not that important. And, you know, a prime example of a person who just thinks they're so important is Donald Trump, right? You know, he thinks he's the most important person. He's not. You know, he's going to die just like everybody else, man. None of us are that important. I don't care what we have or what our titles are or how many letters we have behind our names. You are not that important. You're not. I'm just sorry. Right? You could say, well, I'm Ye. I am important. Oh, you're not. You know, Ye thought he was one of the most important cats on the planet. You know, I got $3 billion, right? Everybody's got to listen to me because I'm Ye, and I got $3 billion. Well, guess what? you see, Ye is kind of silent now, right? Connor, you notice Ye is quieted down somewhat? Yeah, he's quieted down because they made him realize, hey, Ye, you aren't that important. His ego, and with the fact that he was, you know, had all that money, and we live in a society that values people based on how much money and how many things they have, so they took away some of his things. And now he's silent. Because they made him. But you aren't that important, man. Okay, who you are. Let's get back to a time, if we possibly can, if it's possible. Because I don't think it is anymore possible for people to get back to a point in time where, you know, I'm not that important. And what's the most important thing is that you and I and we are in this society at this point in time, on the planet at this point in time, and nobody's more valuable than anybody else. And then a situation like this morning would work out better. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, man. There's a guy who comes all the way over from four lanes, and he forces his way in. He's got a big truck, right? And so, you know, I don't care. Everybody else is waiting, but I'm not going to wait. So, kind of reminds me of New York. You know, when you're in Manhattan in New York, the one thing you notice more than anything else is the bumpers and the front quarter panels of almost all the cars are all dented up, all bent up, because people, again, think they are more valuable and too important, and they got to get to where they're going, and so they're going to force their way in and make you wait. Because, of course, you aren't quite as important as I am. You know, the society has gone mad. And so, you know, again, we've got to get back to a point where humanity is the most important part of it. And if you start looking at things through that prism, as opposed to the selfishness, look, it becomes selflessness. Selfless as opposed to selfish. And if you can become selfless, then there's a much better society that we all can live in. But as long as you're selfish, we're never, ever, ever going to get to a point where there's enough place on the earth, enough room on the earth for us to benefit from everything that this planet offers us. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
A 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was planning for the show, I was going through some things, and I came upon this article. And it made me think, you know, it really made me think, and the article is in The Atlantic, and it says, The Married Mom Advantage. So, I got to thinking about a married mom advantage. What is that? What is a married mom advantage? Is there an advantage if you're a married mom over a single mom? They're both moms, and they're both dealing with motherhood. One is basically dealing with motherhood basically alone, and the other has a partner that should make things a little easier. And so I got to thinking, I wonder how women look at that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Let's say you're a single mom and having to deal with motherhood. Not just motherhood, but to keep a roof over the heads of yourself and your child, to function, to work, to pay all the bills, to do all the things that a nuclear family does. You know, when you're the breadwinner and the mom, you know, and you got all those things and all that stress and all that pressure, my God, how do women do it? I don't understand. You know, life is difficult enough if you've got a family, male and female, and trying to make things work. And you're married. And so you've kind of got this. And you struggle in that environment. Imagine a woman alone trying to rear her children and to deal with all the other things, working and all those kind of things. You know, that's, man, the stress associated with that, the strength that that woman must have, has to have in order to juggle all of those things and still try to be successful. And yet we live in a society that points the fingers at those women and say they're not doing a good enough job in raising their children. You know, their children are out of control. And so you got to look at the mom, because the mom is the reason that they're out of control. You know, we talk like that in this society. And especially if we've got, you know, a spouse who makes our life easier. Motherhood alone. Think about that. You know, how difficult that must be. Listen to this. I'm going to read a little bit of this, and our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, we live in a society where that number of single mothers handling all of those things continues to grow. We're at an all-time high number with that. Judging by its press, since COVID began, you might think that married motherhood is a pathway to misery and pain. Married heterosexual motherhood in America, especially in the past 2 years, is a game no one wins, wrote Amy Sherman in one of many New York Times op-eds about the difficulties of marriage in the time of COVID. Moms are not okay. Pandemic triples anxiety, depression, symptoms, and new mothers, read a headline in Forbes. Bloomberg went so far as to suggest that family life was a financial dead end for women in an article headlined, "Women Who Stay Single and Don't Have Kids Are Getting Richer." Now, we got to go to a break, but I want you to just think a little bit about where we're going with this conversation. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Get a great hot-to-order lunch at Misty's Menu for only $7.99. Yep, just $7.99. Choose a sandwich, hamburger, BLT, hot ham and cheese sub, tuna melt, or chicken salad. Then choose one side, French fries, coleslaw, cottage cheese, cup of soup or chili, and then choose your beverage, coffee, hot tea, soda, or iced tea. The choices are yours. The price stays the same, only $7.99, and only at Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's been an extraordinary year, and we're extremely grateful for your listenership. Thank you, and cheers to new beginnings. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 12. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 33. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the difficulties of single motherhood, something, you know, we don't talk much about. And just to think about the difficulties that single mothers face, and somehow we expect them to be super people, who have no choice, unfortunately, but to be able to navigate which is what is really a difficult, difficult life, raising children and getting children to do the right thing and giving them all the things that they need, especially when you are single and you have to get out and work and provide a roof over the head of those children. And you do all that alone, and yet we live in a society and a system that expects that to be a successful navigation when it's not. Let's go to the phone line. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I know I don't maybe articulate it as well as the caller yesterday, Cassandra, but the failure of the family, the destruction of the family. You have not mentioned one time, where the hell is the dad? Why aren't they supporting the kid? Earl, you haven't said it once about the father. You speak of, yes, I have compassion for the single mother that made the decision to have a baby out of wedlock, potentially, or divorce. And
okay, the mother who's divorced made a decision to get divorced. Is that right? That's what you said.
Sure, she did. But where's the father?
You said sure she did, right?
You haven't mentioned the father once.
Let me say this.
Why is the government responsible?
Let me say this to you, man. You know, I'm a guy who has three children and been married for 43 years. And so let me say this to you, man, because the more I hear guys like you run off at the mouth about the fathers. You know, just because you have a child doesn't make you a father. It makes you a sperm donor.
That's for sure.
It makes you a sperm donor. And so to be a father requires something of you other than to just drop a seed. Now, life is not easy. And that's why almost 40% of people who get married wind up in divorce. That still leaves the mother on her own rearing the children.
Why? Why? Where's the dad? Why aren't they forced to take financial
responsibility for the kid? What are you going to do? Put a gun to the head of the father who got divorced and got married to somebody else? What are you going to do, man? So where's the law? Where's the law that what can the government do to force somebody who had a child and doesn't want to be in the child's life, CJ? What can the government do? How can they? What is that? Explain that to me. How they'll make that happen?
That speaks louder about the guy that walks away and doesn't take responsibility.
Well, that's correct.
Doesn't have
okay,
any
so
impact
that's,
on that child.
So, CJ, that's my point, but the mother is still left to rear the child.
But you don't hold the father financially responsible
who said, let me, CJ.
You expect the government to pick up everything, Earl.
CJ.
And, yes, there should be a safety net.
CJ.
You never talk about these bum fathers that continue to be sperm donors, as you talk about, have multiple children with multiple different women, and it's a status symbol in the culture.
Hey, CJ.
You know, to see how many women they can impregnate
and
walk away from the
child. Do you think?
I'm speaking about the father.
Do you think the men who've gotten divorced and started other families and pay child support, but don't have the time?
The government should go and force him to pay, not let him.
Listen, man. Do you have any idea that the percentage of child support that they pay is not the same as it was when they were a nuclear family? You don't understand that. When they were a nuclear family, when the people
look at the statistics. They don't pay. They don't pay. They hide from.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, CJ.
It's all under the table.
Let's go to Stafford. Hey, Stafford, what's going on, man? You got a few words you want to say to CJ? Bring CJ down.
Yes, there's clinics out there for mothers that just want to have kids.
Go ahead.
Mothers just
want to
have kids.
Okay. So you said that. Repeat what you just said, man.
You got to turn down.
Listen. You've got to turn down your radio because you're getting feedback. Turn it down. Okay. Now go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There's clinics out there that mothers just want to have kids.
What do you mean?
They don't want the father.
So if women who don't want the father, they just want to have a child. The difficulties of raising a child alone, Stafford. We already know what those are, right?
Right.
So the majority of the women who are dealing with trying to rear children on their own, Stafford, are not because they've gone to clinics and made a decision to just have children on their own. It is a difficult proposition for anybody to raise a child alone today. Not an easy undertaking. Right? Would you agree?
No, it's not. Yes, I agree, but there is a lot of women out there that don't want any of this baggage that the man brings.
Hang on, man. Hang on. Let me bring Gene from Eau Claire into the conversation. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much. Let's bring some femininity into the conversation. Go ahead.
Let's bring in some reality. You boys, I don't know about you, but you're bad news, and I hope women, you should have a sign on your forehead, beware. What is the matter with you men? You guys need a good talking to. This is really unbelievable. You know, you guys need to get out and get away from Fox News and all of the BS that you're getting. I can't believe you guys. Oh, women just want to get pregnant without anybody around. Give me a break. You're so biased against women, and you're biased against women who have to raise children alone, and men who have all kinds of babies with all kinds of families. You see one situation or two like that, and you label everybody the same. Shame on you. This is why our society is messed up. And that's why I worked with children who had to live in a society with people like you because they needed counseling, because you biased individuals with your attitudes are hurting everybody. And that's all I got to say this morning to bawl you guys out. Shame on you. You're causing all kinds of problems for little kids with your attitude.
Let me ask you, Gene, before you go. Do you think that we live in a society that fails to understand the difficulties that single women rearing their children are faced with?
Definitely. Look at people that have two parents, okay? A mom and a dad or two parents. They share the responsibilities.
Right.
They're there for one another. They have to back up each other. The woman has to do everything. Give me a break. It's unbelievable. I got to tell you, I'm just so frustrated listening to that kind of talk. And I thought we'd come a lot farther than that in our society, but we haven't. Those poor women, not only are they responsible for the finances, they're responsible for the cooking and the cleaning, they're responsible for all the emotional needs.
The nurturing.
Of children.
Right.
Yes, that's the most important thing. You wouldn't believe the kids that I worked with parents like CJ and acting like that. It's unbelievable. And you know, relationships are work. You don't go into relationship, and if you go into relationship, all of you, that wears off. and then you become a partnership. And you have to help each other through the difficult times. And it is difficult, even especially today. And this is so sad, especially with people like CJ, and especially like people of your other caller, and those kind of people that are in our government. I have no concerns.
Hey, Gene,
I went on and on.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from LA. Tom, you say what?
The people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us, even including the crazies that call in. Number two, Jeannie is 100%, as always. I don't know. Maybe it's growing up in the northwestern part of the state, like I did and like Jeannie's in, that make us see things differently. But it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
No, I mean,
these are the things, Earl, really and truly, that really divide the country. Because you had people like yesterday, Cassandra. You have CJ this morning. You have the other guy this morning, all basically talking about kind of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, and you don't have any straps even pull yourself up by. Yes, people make choices. Yes, people make things. But you know what? We don't have to stereotype everybody in a certain way. That just goes along with the stereotypes that are out there. Even CJ said the culture. Give me a break, CJ. I would love to know. Like Jesus Christ himself said, those that have sinned cast the first stone. Because I'll tell you what, these people that call in that are conservative, I would love to look into their background, because I can guarantee you that they're not as squeaky clean and not as, as perfect as they've got help from other people.
Are you saying CJ didn't fall down out of heaven?
Oh, no. I don't think, and I honestly don't believe if he thinks a billionaire is the lucky sperm club, he got that either, because he wouldn't be probably doing what he's doing.
You see single women who are trying to do all of the things. They're trying to work. They're trying to be the mom and nurture and keep the roof over the heads of their children, and they're trying to provide. Nobody is saying that it's easy, even from a nuclear family. And yet, you know,
Earl, I'll go back to what now my friend Sandy has said. You know, 16,000, whether it's for medical care, whether it's for daycare, whether it's for, in the past, they didn't have those expenses. Now they have those expenses on top of mortgage, all of that stuff on top of it, and we're saying, okay, good luck.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. Stafford, CJ, I'll be coming back to you on the other side. Our phone lines are open.
Stay on, Earl.
Okay, stay on, Tom. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, I'm talking about an article in this morning's Atlantic, and it talks about the married mom advantage. And as I was going through this, I was just thinking about all of these women out here who out here alone with their children trying. No woman that I know of does not want what's best for their children. And so it is a difficult, more than a difficult undertaking when a mom has to provide all of those things, to her child, to be the breadwinner, to be able to nurture, to do all those different things, and we don't give women enough credit for that. Let's go back to CJ. CJ, you heard Jean, your thoughts.
Well, she doesn't know the statistics.
Oh, she doesn't.
Of a failed marriage.
Okay.
No, not even close.
What are the statistics, CJ? What are the statistics?
Because
I know what they are. CJ, what are the statistics? What are the statistics?
Well,
you said she doesn't know. I know.
We're living the statistics. Failed marriages and relationships are now 70 to 75% in the community that are born without a father in a single family home. The family structure is gone. It
hey,
used
hey,
to
CJ,
be 25%.
What you just said makes no sense.
Can I finish?
Yeah, but what you just said makes no sense. 75% of repeat that.
Okay. In the 70s, 25% of families were born without a father in the home. You know what they are now, Earl? 70 to 75% in the Milwaukee community.
CJ.
So
why do you keep picking out Milwaukee? Why do you keep picking out Milwaukee?
I'm the only one trying to hold the father accountable from walking away, not helping financially.
You're the only guy.
Not being involved in the child's life, not seeing him every other weekend, not depending on the government to pay child support. You know, I'm the one that's calling out for these fathers to step up.
Hey,
I'm
CJ,
the one that's calling out for it.
I can tell you that have you ever heard of the Fatherhood Initiative in Milwaukee? No, you have not. So when you make a statement that like the one you just made, you're the only person. It's actually improving and educating young
men. Amen to that.
Well, no, you said you're the only guy who's doing that.
That's talking on the phone. You haven't mentioned the father once.
Hey, CJ, there are many problems in in the society, no question whatsoever about that. But for single women,
it should be a status symbol to have multiple children with separate women, and that's a status symbol in the black community, and it's sad.
Well, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. You are an absolute liar. Having multiple children is not a status symbol in the black community. And the fact that you would be so bold as to make an ignoramus statement such as that means that you really don't know what the hell you're talking about. Hey, put him on hold.
Okay,
let's go to Cassandra. Let's go to Cassandra quickly. Hey, Cassandra, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, I heard my name mentioned a couple of times, and I had not planned to call in today. I was just going to listen and work on my my lesson prep.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's difficult women raising these children alone. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, there are a couple of things that I wanted to say, and I hope
go
if
ahead.
You have to take a break, if you would allow me to stay past
go ahead.
The break. But the first thing I wanted to say is this. Earl, I do not wish to glorify the single mom because it is a very difficult job. And I say that because I at one time had to single parent. I was married for 13 years. The marriage ended, and so I took on full custody of my two children, both a boy and a girl. Now, one area where I will concede to CJ, and and I can't believe that I'm saying this, is that in a divorce, there are some women, not all, but there are some women who are just so angry with their ex-spouses that they do push them out of
that's true.
Parent relationship.
That's true.
And that is something that I, with a moment of self-reflection, chose not to do. I had to love my child more than my frustration over my ex-spouse. And I had to preserve that father-child relationship. And because I preserved that father-child relationship, my children fared better. I have two children who are thriving.
Yeah, you're an educator, too. So the fact that you're an educator certainly didn't hurt.
That is true. Now, there were a couple of things that I did that I believed helped my children. Number one, I chose not to remarry. Now, liberals do not like to cite some of these studies, but divorce women who choose not to remarry and they focus on parenting their children instead of putting their energy into a new marital relationship, the children do as well or sometimes if not better than married family.
Yeah, but that's not Democrat or Republican. I don't see where conservative or liberal comes into play with that at all.
Well, no, I disagree there. Many of the progressive policies promote, women as single parents, payments, a lot of these programs, but they don't provide them with the information that perhaps you should consider not remarrying or wait until your children are of age if you choose to have another spouse and focus your time on parenting and leaning on and once again on your family unit, such as
listen, guys. We've got to go to a break, and I've got a guest, so we'll come back to this.
Hey,
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best
lives. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5